I'm going to limit myself. I'm going to do this today only. I'm going to talk about empty hospitals, as promised. Taiwan special. See, I lived in Taiwan 11 years, and I've got something to say about this. See, I'm here in Taiwan, and I'm watching them increase their restrictions while the number of new cases is going down. Yeah. That didn't have me too pleased. And I decided since China's such a security threat, and since fewer new cases means that we should have more restrictions, somehow they got that worked out. I decided I'm using a VPN for everything. So I took my own, yes, I run my own web servers. I have my own web server business for $20 a month. You can get your own web server, email, blogs, cloud, your own VPN, all $20 a month. Same, the web space is yours. Do what you want with it. Great, fantastic. I use it for my podcasts. I took my own VPN that I made as being one of my own customers, and I turned on my VPN. I work with a VPN now. Because if Taiwan has decided, Taiwan has actually developed a cell phone mobile technology. It's brilliant. It's great. It's wonderful. Uh-huh. Yeah. They track users without their permission. They track what's happening on their phone. They get all kinds of collective metadata. I mean, we're talking Edward Snowden's complaints out the window. They just know everything about you and all the people you talk to. And it's so great because they can use this information to see everyone you've ever talked to and who they've talked to by using and mining cell phone metadata stuff or something like that. And Taiwan's been so awesome at this because we have to track people who might be sick with the virus, right? All civil rights, civil liberties, everything out the window because there might be a sickness spreading. And Taiwan has done so wonderful. They're the best country in the world. They're the best friend of the West. They're the greatest, they're the most excellent country because they've developed this technology. And by helping their way of helping the world is to sell this great, wonderful spy technology to other countries. Isn't that delightful? It's so great. Yeah. And so they're clamping down. This is in the news. Oh, Taiwan, it's great technology to see who might be sick. Yeah. And they're selling it to other countries. Why aren't they in the World Health Organization? Yeah. Why not? It's people's data and privacy without their permission? Yeah, it should be part of the United Nations, no question. Right. Okay, so that's happening. I'm all in favor of that, but I'm not in favor of increasing restrictions when the number of new cases is going down. Now, holding restrictions where they are until the number of new cases flatlines for a while and we're all done, I get that. But increasing the number of restrictions while the number of cases is going down. Sorry, I'm doing VPN. Huh. So mind that. Now, I don't know. I just, you know, I don't have to give away my user information. I don't have to. So, well, no. See, that's another thing about VPNs. I don't trust other VPN companies because who's to say that they're not going to mine my information? That's why I want to do my own VPN. That's part of my business model. There. Okay, so I've been in Taiwan and I'm watching all this stuff develop. Think about this. Why would restrictions increase? Fear, panic, everybody's going to die. Why would that increase when the number of new cases is going down? Let's take that and compare that with empty hospitals. These reports of empty hospitals. PDT.news, you can go there, you can check it out. It's the Pacific Daily Times thing. PDT.news takes you to PacificDailyTimes.com. It's a shorter way of typing it. Go there. No, because PDT.news is where the blogs are kept. To keep everything short and simple. What a mouthful to type. PacificDailyTimes.com. Just PDT.news. So go there, look at the stuff from last week. What is it? Dede Vaughn. Vaughn has a silent H in it somewhere. Is it V-A-H-N, I think? She's got people sending her videos from around the world of empty hospitals. I think she's somewhere in Britain. And the immediate reaction is to think conspiracy. I've got another explanation for why there's empty hospitals, yet panic in the media where it is in the media and where it's not in the media, okay, and why Taiwan is increasing restrictions while numbers are going down. I've got a theory for you. Total theory. Totally trying to explain the absurd. If unexplained, it's absurd. Explained, all of a sudden it makes sense. So I'm going to try to explain what would otherwise be absurd. I think this is a massive fire drill. I think that governments finally got smart and they're doing a good and benevolent and wonderful thing of saying, you know what? If everybody in the whole universe all of a sudden got sick, what would happen to the economy? We're not sure. So let's take this virus thing, this convenient accident that might have escaped from a U.S. military laboratory breaking CDC rules, and that certainly went to the whole world because China acted like China. Let's take advantage of this mess and let's make it seem scarier than it really is. And let's see what happens. Let's get the business sector scared and do their reinventing now. Let's get manufacturing scared and bringing stuff home now, so that when we have a real pandemic in the future, we already have the quote unquote, to borrow the phrase, economic immune system, that's my term, to handle and manage a real pandemic. And since this is a fake pandemic, if things get too out of control, we can always pull the plug anytime we want to. How's it? What do you think? What do you think about that? That would explain why all of a sudden the brother family business mayor of New York, Cuomo, no, not mayor, governor. Mario Cuomo was his father, Mario the Pious. So now his son, governor of New York, and his other son, Chris Fredo Cuomo, I think, was the dubbed nickname, at least according to what he freaks out at. Don't call him Fredo. He'll freak out and make the other Godfather cast tell jokes about him. But okay, so all of a sudden these guys are getting kind of friendly with Trump. Why did the Cuomo brothers, the governor and the newscaster, all of a sudden become buddies with their New York frenemy Trump? Why? Trump called Joe Biden and all of a sudden they've got a ceasefire as far as the propaganda stuff goes. And Biden's not criticizing Trump anymore. Why? I think that all the government guys got together and said, we need a fire drill, people. Let's run massive fear. Let's do hospital drills. Let's see if we're really equipped to handle a real pandemic, because there are enemies who are creating diseases that could cause this kind of chaos. So let's get our infrastructure figured out. Let's see what happens to the supply chain and have the business sector fix itself. Let's go create, quote unquote, a healing crisis, borrowing my own term, a healing crisis in the economy. I think that's going on, and I think, frankly, it's good. Now, I don't like cover up. I don't like it when I see empty hospital videos deleted. I'm not a fan of censorship. I certainly hope that, and I got one other thing to say about this. I certainly hope that if empty hospital, I hope that they end this fire drill soon so that it doesn't get totally known. Second of all, there are people that are sick and there are things that we should be doing to be careful. And Taiwan doesn't have as big of a problem because they were careful in the beginning. And this isn't much ado about nothing. This is much ado about something little. Okay. So I hope it ends quickly, and I do think it is somewhat reasonable anyway. And I think there's a good motive behind having a fire drill, so to speak, anyway. But then, on top of all that, hold on a second. I need a drink of my Monster, a vitamin B to boost the immune system. Hold on. Thank you for the French Rubio moment. Yes, we all have to take a drink while we're talking, even if you're addressing the nation. Thank you, Marco. With all this that's going on, I really think one of the reasons I think that Taiwan is increasing their panic stuff is because they themselves are also running tests in their economy. And the other thing that's coming out of this goes back to a lot of World War II measures being put in place. This is, you know, public panic, damage to the economy, even fire drill or not, there was something real and legitimate that would have caused a mess anyway. Okay, remember that. It's not totally contrived. So we've got this panic. Public panic is being turned into anti-China sentiment, just like there was anti-Japan sentiment leading up to World War II. We got a lot of World War II stuff repeating itself. I was talking with my high school English teacher the other day, and I'm told that in Kentucky, the governor's doing fireside chats. We got the fireside chats. The FDR did that during the Great Depression, et cetera. No, there was a joke on the Marx Brothers. I don't have a fireside at my house. You don't have a fireside, then how do you listen to the president's speeches? Look, there are a lot of World War II things that are being revived and being brought back to life here. And part of it is massive spending in the economy. Now, there's one other part of this. 5G. I've seen the 5G conspiracy video. I'm angry that it was pulled down. If it was getting too close to censored information, then the government should have told a lie, not just deleted it. You don't censor information. You have to, if there's, there is information that we do want to be, needs to be kept secret. Not about privacy, not about takeover stuff, but we don't want to know that the military's secret plans for their walkie-talkies. You know, there's stuff that we want to remain secret for a while within the government, as long as it has oversight. To some extent. If that stuff gets out, though, don't delete it, because that makes it look valid. The government should speak their native language and tell another lie about it. That's the way to solve that stuff. Don't censor sensitive information. Tell more lies about it, government. That's what you're best at. Okay, I don't like censorship of free speech. And if someone is lying, if the 5G video is a lie, which I've got issues with the 5G conspiracy. I've got big major issues with it. It does not explain enough. And there's a lot of silliness in it. But let's say that silliness were the truth. You don't deal with a lie by muting it. You deal with the lie by refuting it. You've got to keep the lie out there so you can prove it wrong. Jesus did not make the Pharisees unable to speak. He answered them, and that made them speechless. If you've got the truth on your side, and if you're worthy to be making the decisions, you don't want to mute your opponent. Never interrupt your opponent when he's making a fool of himself. So if these are lies, then we want them to continue to be told while we tell the truth and make it look foolish. What I really wonder is going on with the 5G thing. I'll tell you what, we know this. Cell phone technology is essentially a microwave. It's like a microwave oven. Microwaves were used for communication before we had satellites. Did you know that? Yeah. And then they were first implemented in restaurants as an awesome way to cook meat. And that really isn't wonderful. Then they turned into a home convenience, and now people are getting wise to the fact that you don't want a microwave because it the food starts cooking itself, and it keeps cooking itself for 30 minutes, which means you eat it, it cooks your stomach for 30 minutes. And it's like eating a sunburn, so to speak. So I don't eat microwave food, but essentially a cell phone is a microwave. And if it's working stronger and faster, then the microwave is hotter. This isn't complicated. There's no conspiracy here. There's no theory here. That's just what we know about microwaves. So of course 5G is going to be like a microwave cooking everybody. Of course. Now I wonder if it's part of this virus thing or whatever, if 5G towers are something that governments have discovered are bad, and if they are getting people off the streets so they can go repair a big fat mistake that they made. Trump has been against 5G stuff from China for a long time. Maybe he knew that the technology was cooking people, and maybe he wanted an alternative to it. What technically is 5G in the first place? Why has America had such a hard time developing it? Maybe they're reinstituting 5G to tone down the frequency so it doesn't cook everybody. You know, there were a lot of other radio technologies that we were using years and years ago that were damaging to the public, that would injure people because we were too quick with our technology and we weren't aware of how it hurts people. So I'll tell you, you know, getting everybody to stay home, I think the government's doing a lot of tests and a lot of fixing things. And frankly, I'm not all that upset about it. I'm not that worried about it. I'm fine. I'm happy. Part of all this, Trump is masterful with money. Trump is amazing at borrowing money, making an investment, returning the borrowed money, and having an incredibly profitable business afterwards. And if anyone can take our economy and shape up a money plan to borrow this money, to put it there and make it better than before, it could be him. I don't believe that Trump is lying when he says our economy might be better than before. I think it'd be better than it was before. I'm hopeful. And before it was this, and after, I think it could be better. And the economy better than before. That's what I hope. Better than before. I'm very hopeful. I think that with him saying that, I think there's a lot of truth in it. And his business track record says that he could do it. Right. So that's what I think about empty hospitals. I think it's a fire drill. I think that if this is a fire drill, it all makes sense. Because the Republicans are being quiet and they're talking about civil rights and civil liberties. The Republican-controlled federal government, this is interesting, is fighting against the states that are violating the Constitution. Now, think about that. Usually, in pro-constitutional conservatism, it's the states that should have the power against the federal government. But in this case, we have a whole bunch of Democratic governors lying about, supposedly, according to reports, if you look at all the reports, the citizen reports, the news reports, the governors, the Democrat governors, if you look at all of them, you've got the Democratic governors and the Democratic-leaning media doing a hoax about full overflowing hospitals, according to that theory anyway, according to the reports. And then they're trying to use this as a way to push Democratic laws or Democrat type. The name Democratic is a little bit strange. Democrat Party type laws. Then you've got Republicans in the federal government saying, no, you can't do that. And they're saying, we're states, we do what we want. And that creates kind of a moral dilemma for constitutional conservatism. That I find interesting. Democrats are acting like Democrats, Republicans are acting like Republicans, and I think they're all acting like they know there's a fire drill going on, and everyone's trying to capitalize on it, knowing that there's a big secret that they've all got to keep, and they know the other guy's got to keep the secret. The old Republicans aren't going to say the hospitals are empty because they're trying to look after the economy and prepare us for something bigger. And so I'm going to take advantage of the fact that they're not going to tell to go try to get my Democrat policies. I think that's absolutely going on. And I think it's going to be fine. Fox News is obviously part of the fire drill. Trump is trying to move us back to work as fast as possible. I think he knows that the hospitals are empty. And that's the interesting thing, is you don't get Fox and the governors and the Republican Congress and the president, you don't get those guys saying that hospitals are full. They'll talk about news reports that say that hospitals are full. But they're not the ones reporting the full hospitals. They're just using other numbers that are already out there. And they're saying we need to end this as soon as possible. So I look at it all. I think it's a healthy fire drill. And I'm not scared and I'm not worried. And I hope that diffuses things. I think that 5G was an oops technology, which is conveniently being fixed at the same time. And I'm sorry for being long on 20 minutes on this one, but I wanted this stuff thoroughly and thoroughly diffused. So we're done with it. I'm not panicking at all. See you tomorrow and talk about something else.